Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so you know the drill. Kerfuffle coming up in just a few days. And as promised, joining us on the phone right now from Kerfuffle featured artist Mansionaire, it is Lachlan. How you doing, my man?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Right on. So we're looking forward to having you guys here in the States, and you coming to us all the way from Australia, a place I have never been to. I aspire to get there at some point in my lifetime, and I am jealous that that is what you call home, my man. What I got to ask you, I mean, for you, it's been, you grew up there, but what is it like living in Australia, man? To me, that's like a dream scenario growing up there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like, I think, you know, we've been touring around a little bit now, and I feel like I should maybe talk to Australian Tourism about getting some sort of deal where they can sponsor me, because like all we've basically been doing the entire time we've been in America is talking about Australia and how beautiful it is there. Like growing up, just, you know, we grew up sort of right on the beach in Sydney, just sort of north of Sydney, and yeah, it's fantastic. It's really, yeah, it's a beautiful place to live.
You know, as you're starting to get out there now and you're traveling the world as a musician and you're seeing other things, what's the biggest thing that you're noticing is a difference between being in Australia at home and being out here, whether it's the United States or in Europe or Japan or wherever you guys are going? Like, what's the biggest thing you miss?
There's lots of things you miss. I think the biggest difference maybe is, you know, Australia is an island. So, and we have only a, sort of a handful of major big cities. You know, you come to America and you can drive from one major city to the next in 8 hours, and then you can drive to another one, and you can drive to another one. And there's just, you know, it's like the population of California is almost the same size as Australia. So I think just the sheer number of people alone, I think, is a major difference for us.
If you guys are just tuning in, Lachlan from Mansionaire on the phone with us. They're going to be playing Kerfuffle here June 16th at the Canal Side. Diving into the music side of things a little bit, you guys just released the video for your latest single, Violet City, a couple weeks back. First off, I got to say, visually stunning there, man. I really love what you guys did with the video. When you know, it's kind of a different day and age right now when you're writing a song and, like, it's not just music anymore. I mean, there's so many aspects to it, whether it's, you know, a video for it or the internet or social media. When you are writing a song, are you visualizing it in your head saying, man, we got to make a different space with this? Like, do you have the video in mind when you're doing it, or is that something that kind of comes down later down the road? Because what you guys did with the video was absolutely amazing.
We used to not really think about the video till after with some earlier songs. But what we do now is when we're writing the music and we're in the studio, we put videos up on like a second screen, and we try and sort of as an idea develops, we sort of try and find, you know, other movies or other short films that we really like, and try and sort of almost write to the film almost, and try and build a world where we can. Everything, like the music doesn't have to do all the talking, so the visuals can tell a little bit of the story as well, or kind of a little bit of the tone as well. So that's something that I think we started with Astronaut and Violet City, the last two singles we've put out, and that's what we just found out to be really rewarding.
Definitely gives a different perspective to the songs. Let's do the one we're talking about on the phone with us, Lachlan from Mansionaire. This is Violet City. We are Alternative Buffalo. Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. Kerfuffle featured artist Mansionaire right there with Violet City on the phone with us. Lachlan from the band. Tickets still available at alternativebuffalo.com. So, you know, I've been looking around a little bit on the internet and checking out some stuff you did. And one of the things I saw recently, you guys did a cover of one of my favorite songs over the last couple of years, Seasons from Future Islands. What inspired you guys to pick that one out of all things? I mean, Future Islands, in my eyes, not necessarily one of the biggest bands of the world, but what led you to Future Islands and doing that song?
You know, it was around the time that they actually came to Australia to play a festival called Laneway, that we were also playing as well. We met them, and we just love that song. And for us, it was one of these things where we love the way they tackled the song, but we also knew that there could be a whole other side to it if we sort of put our spin, you know, slowed it down a little bit, tried to make it a bit more somber. We always look for like amazing songs rather than trying to cover big sort of pop things that never, you know, when it translates to being able to just rip it apart and play it on a guitar, I think those are the best covers. Those are the ones that I look for at least.
Logman from Manchineer on the phone with us. They're coming to town for Kerfuffle June 16th down at Canalside. Tickets available online at alternativebuffalo.com. AWOL Nation, Family of the Year, Manchester Orchestra, Marion Hill, Matt and Kim, Robert DeLong, and more are going to be joining them on stage on June 16th, downtown Buffalo. So talking more music stuff, I'm going to throw a random question out at you. Favorite song lyric of all time?
That's such a big question to ask on the spot. Great song lyric. I'm going to butcher. I don't know the exact lyrics. There's a great lyric in an old Jay song called "All Your Nights Is You Pressed Into a Glass of Water." And I've always thought that was quite poetic and quite beautiful.
Well, you know, and that's
I was going to say it's tough. It's like asking who your favorite child is or what your favorite, you know, it changes from minute to minute.
Right. Well, absolutely. And that's the great thing about music, too. I mean, depending on your mood, that question I just asked you could completely change. 5 minutes from now, you could be in a totally different mood and you're going to have a totally different answer for that question.
Yeah, exactly.
So good stuff, man. Well, we are looking forward to you guys come to town here. We're looking forward to seeing you. Like, I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time, and each time I do one of these shows, there's a handful of bands on the lineup that I've never seen before, and you guys fall into that category. And as I'm watching these videos and listening to the music, I am looking forward to it more and more. So definitely looking forward to seeing you guys June 16th here in Buffalo. You guys, have you been to Buffalo before? Or is this going to be your first time here?
This will be our first time. We've passed through one time, I think, on our way to Toronto, but we haven't actually had a chance to see the city and spend some time. But I've had so many friends tell me that we need to.
Awesome.
So I'm genuinely really excited for this one.
Good stuff. Now here's a question for you: being from the other side of the globe, do they have buffalo wings in Australia? Is that a thing down there?
We do, but I don't know. If we know why they're called buffalo wings.
Well, I mean, the reason, this is where they originated. There was a little bar here in the 1960s. This is the original spot where they originated. It was in Buffalo, New York. So you may have to actually go to the bar where they were originated, and you could say you had the original buffalo wing.
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Okay. Awesome, man. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day, man. We look forward to seeing you guys in a couple weeks. And, yeah, let's do another one from Manchineer right now. This is the one that probably introduced you guys to the band. It is Astronaut here. Lachlan, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. We'll chat with you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.